This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. This is how we wrap up AST each and every Tuesday, typically, but we'll be back on Monday next week as well. Three local stories, four headlines from anywhere in the world, and three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. I do want to throw one extra thing in. Sometimes when you talk formations, you include the goalkeeper. I'm going to include this one to make it a 1-3-4-3 this week. Don't throw things at referees, people. It's very sad to see Atlanta fans throwing things at the referees as they're leaving the field, especially when Edwin Mosquera is on the ground in the vicinity and nearly getting hit with stuff. Don't do it. Just because they do it in France where they're throwing flares and setting fires in the stands, that's not good. Don't do it. Don't throw things at referees. It doesn't make you a better soccer fan. It doesn't make you cool. It's stupid. It's dangerous. And hopefully the people who did it are going to get punished and probably not be able to come to games for a while. Don't throw things at the referees when they're leaving the field. Don't throw things at opposing players. Don't throw things at anybody from anywhere on the field. Please, just don't do it. It needs to stop. It's happened too many times. It's not acceptable. Don't do it. That's your number one in the 3-4-3. Let's go to the three local stories. Number one, Atlanta United 2. 2-2 draw last night in Orlando, so they get a point, but they lost the post-match shootout to get the bonus point. Outshot Orlando City B 20-9. Six shots on target for Atlanta, five for Orlando. Really dominated a lot of the stats, but the stats don't decide the games. Luke Brennan opened the scoring in the 30th minute. Sal Mazzaferro, he had the assist. Orlando scored twice after that, made it 2-1. Ronan Wynn leveled it in the 78th minute. Rodrigo Neri with the assist. 2-2. Shootout went Orlando's way, but you get a point on the road. Good performance from Atlanta United, too. And Luke Brennan getting the opening goal. That helps get him that call up to the US U-20s coming up, along with Dominic Chonqui, along with Caden Moore, along with Efrain Morales, who has played a lot for Atlanta United too, as well. Big congrats to all of them. Number two on the local side, the boys all classification rankings in the GHSA. You have four teams at the top, five of the top six, six of the top eight that have not lost this season. And you're getting into that 8, 9, 10 games played range for most teams around the state. River Ridge ranked number one in all classifications at 9-0. Archer 10-0, they're two. Dalton 3 at 9-0. Norcross 8-0-1, number four. McIntosh, big rebound after a loss to Dalton earlier this season, 11-1 for the Chiefs. They're fifth. Northwest Whitfield 8-0. They're going to play Dalton here coming up. That'll be a fun one to see. Johns Creek, number seven, 11-1. Hebron Christian 10-0. Harrison 9-1. Columbus 8-2 to round out your top 10. Number three, let's move over to the girls' all classification rankings. Buford, number one at 10-0. Roswell, number two at 10-0. Brookwood, number three at 10-0. West Forsyth, a defending state champion, 8-1. They're in fourth. Northgate, undefeated, 7-0. They're fifth. Walton, 10-1 in sixth. North Oconee, 8-1 in seventh. Greater Atlanta Christian, who I saw on Friday night, beat Johnson of Gainesville. Really good performance from the girls from GAC. They're eighth overall. Blessed Trinity, ninth at 8-1. Harrison, 10th at 8-2. That's the girls' all-classification rankings from the GHSA. Let's move over to the headlines on this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Number one. Busy next 2 weeks in CONCACAF. Let's start with the U.S. men's national team. They are in the Nations League semifinals playing Panama on Thursday night. Canada plays Mexico in the other semifinal. The winners will play on Sunday in Inglewood, California. The losers will also play on Sunday in the third place playoff. That's one part of CONCACAF's busyness. The other one is Gold Cup qualifying. I mentioned Jay Fortune getting called up to Trinidad and Tobago. They are in a home and away with Cuba to earn a Gold Cup spot. Your other Gold Cup qualifying matchups, Belize versus Costa Rica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines versus Jamaica, Bermuda versus Honduras, Guyana versus Guatemala, Suriname versus Martinique, and Guadeloupe versus Nicaragua. Winners of those will join the rest of the teams in the Gold Cup, and the Gold Cup draw will be on April 10th in Miami. Teams are going to be ranked according to their FIFA rankings. We know Mexico as the defending champions will be in Group A. The next three highest ranked teams will be put into the seeded spots in their groups, and then everybody else will go into pots and we'll get a draw and we'll see where it ends up. The U.S. is there. We'll see where they end up getting, who they end up getting in their group. It'll be very, very interesting in the Gold Cup this summer in CONCACAF. Number two in the headlines, Lionel Messi. We saw him score a wonder goal last night for Inter Miami. We saw him play with an intensity that we maybe haven't seen in a little while. Well, he was so focused on revenge that he played through an adductor injury, and he will miss the games with Argentina over the next week and a half. Shocking, because I thought he was ramping up for these games where they face Brazil and Uruguay, two huge games for Argentina. Anytime you have those two teams on the schedule, it's a big day. It's a big deal. He's not going to play. Did not get named to the final roster due to the injury. Inter Miami said that he had undergone an MRI on Monday. Minor injury. Would assume he doesn't play this weekend for Inter Miami. I don't know how long he'll be out. It looked like on the shot that Brad Guzan had the kick save, maybe that's where it happened. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be a long-term thing for Lionel Messi, but look, the man's 37 years old. These things are going to happen. How he rebounds from them and how he stays as healthy as he can to try to win trophies for Inter Miami, and I think to try to lead Argentina to a defense of their World Cup title in 2026. I think those are the two big focuses for Lionel Messi going forward. We'll see how he manages the injury issues and his body between now and, for Argentina's sake, hopefully a World Cup final in 2026. Number three on the headlines. Atletico Madrid was having one of the best seasons they've ever had. And in the span of less than a week, it's all turned south. It looked like they were going to beat Real Madrid. They're rising in the in La Liga, and now both are in jeopardy. A crazy shootout where you get a double touch violation on a penalty that you can hardly tell that there is a double touch. It's very minor. The ball doesn't really move from its spot. It maybe bobbled on Julian Alvarez's double touch with his plant foot sliding and hitting it. That means, because that is the rule, if you touch the ball twice in a penalty, it's a bad penalty. You don't get to take it again, which I think is a horrible rule, and that needs to change. Doesn't help Atleti here. So they lose the shootout to Real Madrid. They take a 2-0 lead against Barcelona on Sunday. They end up losing 4-2. Diego Simeone, the manager, was asked about this. He's like, what can we do? On Wednesday, we get back to training with the same motivation as always, the same spirit, and accepting that it is what it is. Hate it for Cholo, one of the great managers. Different style than I enjoy, but you have to respect what he has done with Atletico Madrid, really the number three of the great teams in Spain behind Real Madrid and Barca. He has them punch above their weight quite often. They were doing that for most of the season, but now they've got to find a way to regroup and try to get something out of the year in La Liga. We'll see.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Number four on the headlines, Copa Libertadores. The groups were drawn tonight. The most interesting group for me is Group B. River Plate from Argentina, Universitario from Peru, and two Ecuadorian clubs, Independiente del Valle and Barcelona. Going to be interesting. One, Independiente del Valle, one of the best developers of young talent in the world. Barcelona, maybe the best dressed manager in the world. We talked about him on a morning show with Sam and with Noel. Segundo Castillo, Sir Alexander Castle. Unbelievable. I can't wait to see what he's going to do in Copa Libertadores. What kind of suits is this man going to have prepared for the Copa Libertadores, especially playing River Plate in Buenos Aires? Come on. It's going to be outlandish. Some other groups that jump out to me. I mean, you have the Group F with Bahia from Brazil, but you have Nacional from Uruguay, Internacional from Brazil, and Atletico Nacional from Colombia. It's going to get confusing in that group. Botafogo, who won Libertadores last year, they are in a group with Estudiantes, Universidad de Chile, and Carabobo of Venezuela. This is a group that Botafogo should go through. Estudiantes could. Foster Gillette has talked about spending a lot of money for Estudiantes, but also it sounds like he has been sued by River Plate and maybe other clubs coming up. Foster Gillette, his dad was a former owner of Liverpool. Yeah, he's been talking a lot, but not actually writing the checks that his mouth has talked about. And things could get really weird for Estudiantes. So keep an eye on that storyline. We'll keep you posted on AST as we go. Foster Gillette does not make me smile. Here's three things that do make me smile about this game that I love so much. Sporting Kansas City, they were down 3-0 and to the point that the conversations are about how long does Peter Vermes have in this job? He's one of the longest tenured managers in the world right now. Well, his team came back to tie, and they scored 3 goals in 12 minutes to get a point against Minnesota. You had snow, you had the orange ball, you had chaos. Great MLS. It was peak MLS on Saturday night with Sporting Kansas City coming back to get a 3-3 draw. It was a lot of fun. Number two on things that make me smile, the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. First round starts tomorrow. Here's your semi-local teams to be keeping an eye on in the tournament. Asheville City, they are hosting Greenville Triumph tomorrow at 7:30. You can watch all of these games on the U.S. Soccer YouTube channel, by the way. Chattanooga FC, they are hosting Corpus Christi FC on Wednesday at 6:30 at Finley Stadium. Appalachian FC, they are hosting One Knoxville on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in Boone, North Carolina. Little Rock Rangers hosting Birmingham Legion on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. That could be a really interesting game, by the way. South Georgia Tormenta down in Statesboro, they are hosting Harbor City FC of Florida. That's Thursday at 7 o'clock. And the one that I'm probably looking forward to the most, Carolina Core hosting Soda City FC of the UPSL. That's Thursday at 7:30. I've called Soda City in a national championship game that they won. They're the back-to-back national champions of UPSL. I've seen them firsthand many times. That's a really good team and a team with a ton of spirit. I did a great interview with their captain, TJ Paul, and their coach, George Trifos. You can hear it on the SDH network. Soda City, a team I'll be rooting for in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That's on Thursday at 7:30. Watch on the U.S. Soccer YouTube channel. Number three on things that make me smile, the buzz that's starting to be generated about the World Cup coming next summer. I was part of a great conversation last week on the influence of the World Cup, the power of influence on soccer in Atlanta. It was an event called Sharing the Field. It was at the Wild Leap Brewery. It was put on by CSE and YAH. I was part of a panel, co-moderated it with our good friend Jillian Sakovitz. Great conversation, and I think a lot of people are really starting to think about what the legacy of this event is going to be. If you were here during the Olympics in 1996, legacy wasn't really anything that we talked about at that time. It was just about getting the event done. And it came off great. And it was a great Olympics. And I feel like afterwards, we all kind of were like, ah, man, we could have done better. I like that we're over a year out and we're already thinking about what we can do better. What soccer can look like in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast after the World Cup is here next summer. Can't wait to see that conversation continue to develop. You can hear that roundtable, by the way, on the SDH network. There are two of them. One's about infrastructure, one's about influence. SDH network, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it. Please check those out. The conversation is starting to develop, people, and I'm really excited to see that continue to grow. Thank you for spending some time with me tonight. We'll be live from Cincinnati on Saturday. 1:30 is a pregame start with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. 2:40 is the kickoff with myself and Mike Conti. And then I'll be back next Monday night at 10 o'clock for another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Adios, everybody.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.